God need a chicken so bad. God need a chicken so bad. God need a chicken so bad. The dump kicks all over this tree. God need a chicken so bad. God need a chicken so bad. God need a chicken so bad.
Hey, you. You there.
Me, Martha Boss?
Yes, you. Come over here.
Yes, Martha Boss.
Now, listen. President Lincoln has abolished slavery. He's made all you slaves free.
Oh, hallelujah. Martha Boss, you ain't fooling this black boy. We sure enough free.
You're not only free, but you can vote, just like the white folks. And I'm here to show you how to vote. You understand?
Yes, sir.
I'm boss here, and what I say goes. Don't pay any attention to your old master.
No, sir. Can I tell the rest of the field, boss?
There, go ahead. Spread the news everywhere. There are no more slaves.
Well, listen, Sheriff. I got news for you. We're free. You hear that? We're free. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah to the Lamb.
Hallelujah.
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 Hallelujah to the Lamb.
Our radio play for this week, Invisible Empire, is a dramatization based on a story entitled Like the Old Days of the Ku Klux Klan. This story will be found in the fascinating pages of next Sunday's issue of the American Weekly, the educational and entertaining magazine distributed with every Hearst Sunday newspaper from coast to coast.
The bees, the rhinoceros and the bumblebee, the animals come in four by four.
It's the year 1866. Evening has settled down on Pine Ridge. On the plantation of Major Rollins, the hands are entertaining themselves with singing. Up at the big house, the Major is entertaining himself by letting off steam at his daughter, Annabelle.
And that's my final saying, Annabelle. I hope I make myself clear.
But, Daddy, I'm sure you're mistaken. Parker's not to blame for that.
He's a Yankee, isn't he?
Yes, but...
And all Yankees are like... They come down here to incite our servants to rebel by telling them they are equals. Great judgment, Daddy. Black Sue and Black Malachi are equals.
There, Daddy, I know how you feel, but Parker doesn't say such things.
He'd better not say it around here. If these Yankees... Annabelle.
Yes, Daddy.
What you all fussed up in your best bib and tucker for?
Why, I'm expecting a caller this evening.
Henry Beach.
No.
Annabelle, not that Yankee, Parker Adams.
I told Parker he could stop by if you like, Daddy. I didn't know you felt like you do.
He'll not set foot in this house. If he so much as shows his face round here, you'll send him skating. Or I will.
But, Daddy...
There's no but Daddy about it, Annabelle. Either you send him away, or I will. I hope I make myself clear.
Excuse me, Master Major.
Yes, Malachi?
There's a gentleman calling to see Miss Annabelle.
Who is it, Malachi?
Oh, that Yankee gentleman, Master Major.
Good evening, Annabelle. How are you, Major?
Parker.
Annabelle?
Yes, Daddy. Parker, I have something to tell you. Shall we go out on the porch?
I'll tell you, sir, without going out on the porch. We men of the South can look after ourselves and handle our affairs without a lot of you Yankees sticking your snouts into our business.
Why, Major,
Ever since the death of President Lincoln, we've had trouble with the blacks, even our own personal servants. And who have we to thank, Mr. Parker Adams? You Yankees.
But, Major Rollins, there must be some mistake.
You're quite right, sir. The mistake was in your coming here tonight. I must ask you to leave at once, sir, and never to come back, nor to make any effort to see my daughter again. I hope I have made myself clear, sir.
Perfectly. And I hope that the day may soon come when I can make myself equally clear.
I'll see you out, Parker. I'm terribly sorry, darling. I didn't know Daddy felt like this until after supper.
Oh, that's all right, Annabelle. I don't blame him. He hasn't forgot the war yet. He can't see that there's any difference between a real northerner and a carpetbagger.
But I can.
You darling. Well, I guess it'll be quite some time before I'll be able to muster up my courage again to ask your father's consent to our marriage. And I was all set to do that tonight.
I know. I could see the do-or-die expression on your face as you came in.
And now, oh, my dear, I can't stand not seeing you. We must find some way of meeting each other.
We will, darling. We will.
I feel like my time.
gentleman or something?
Not only that, gentlemen, but this Yankee carpetbagger has turned the head of my butler, Malachi, and caused him to leave me. I tell you, gentlemen, something's got to be done to keep the blacks and carpetbaggers in check.
Right.
Now, Colonel Mason has a plan in mind. He'll explain it to you.
Gentlemen, ever since Pine Ridge has become infested with these Yankee vermin, our blacks have been assured they are unequal. With no peaceful and legal means for preserving the white civilization, we have recourse to only one method, the Invisible Empire. Gentlemen, this meeting has been called for the purpose of finding out whether or not we should form a den or camp here in Pine Ridge.
All in favor signify by the usual sign.
Aye.
The ayes have it unanimously. Colonel, suppose you explain the organization of the Invisible Empire.
Gentlemen, the organization starts with each state, known as a realm, commanded by a dragon. The districts of each state are dominions, in charge of grand titans. Counties are called provinces, ruled by grand giants. And each community has a local den or camp headed by a grand cyclops. Members are known as ghouls. Now, I have here a petition to the Grand Wizard for a charter. If you gentlemen will step up and sign it, I can guarantee it won't be long before Midnight Riders will defend Pine Ridge from carpetbaggers and the domination of freed blacks.
You better be ready. You better be ready. You better be ready to start on your long white road.
I'm scared, Master Baggs. I'm scared, I tell you.
Don't call me Master. You're a freedman now, Malachi Rawlings. You can call me Mr. Baggs. The law says you are my equal.
Yes, sir, Master. Mr. Baggs. The law may say I is your equal, but I'm still scared.
Well, what for?
Well, I done found this here piece of paper stuck to my door with a dagger. Well,
what does it say?
Well, I can't read the words, sir, but it's got something to do with the letters KKK.
What? Well, let's see what it says.
Well, yeah, it says right here, sir.
KKK Pine Ridge 2DX1, 11th hour. Meanie, meanie, trickle the passion. The bloody dagger is drawn. The trying hour is at hand. Beware. Your steps are marked. The eye of the dark cheat is upon you. First he warns, then the avenging dagger flashes in the moonlight. By order of the Grand Cyclops, Lickstow.
Oh, Lordy, Lordy. I understand everything but that eeny, meeny, miny, moe in the beginning. What's that mean, Mr. Baggs?
Well, it means you've been weighed and found wanting.
Oh, I know it. I shouldn't have left, Master Major. I had a feeling in my bones that something's going to happen.
Now, listen to me, you. Yeah. Something's going to happen to you for sure if you don't do as I tell you. Remember, you're a sworn member of the Loyal League, and I'm giving you your orders. Get votes for the Republican Party here in Pine Ridge.
Yes, sir, Mr. Baggs. Yes, sir.
Now, up to now, I've been pretty patient with you, but from now on, I'm going to get tough. You understand, Malachi? Tough.
Yes, sir, tough. Oh, listen. Get them horses hooked. They're coming, Mr. Baggs. They're coming for me. The night riders.
You're afraid.
Oh, look. Look here. Out the here window.
Where are they?
They're hands. Hands of dead Confederate soldiers.
I don't wonder you think so.
No.
Look at those long white robes and hoods.
Oh,
and even hoods and robes on the horses.
Oh,
hi. Oh. Come out here.
Oh.
Listen.
Save me. Save me, Mr. Baggs.
There's only one way you can save yourself.
Yes, sir.
If they don't find me, they won't have any proof that you've been getting votes for it.
Yeah.
Are you coming
get out
there.
Malachi? Get out before they break in here and find us together.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Is that the man who calls himself Malachi Rawlings?
Yes, sir. I'm Malachi Rawlings, sir.
Bring him along, man.
Oh, yeah. Oh, no.
Yes, ma'am?
I ain't done nothing. Please don't kill me, sir.
Didn't you used to be Major Rawlings, butler?
Yes, sir. That's right, sir.
What do you mean by adopting the Rawlings family name?
Please, master. They done told me that I was a freed man now and has to have more name than just Malachi, so I took the first name that come to me. Naturally, that Master Major's name. I didn't mean no harm, sir.
Malachi?
Oh, Master Major.
Yes. Tell me, Who put you up to this?
Well, I can't tell, Marshal Major.
All right, men, string him up.
No, for last thing, don't hang him, Marshal. I'll tell.
All right, men.
Malachi, it was that Yankee, wasn't it?
Yes, sir, Marshal Major. That Yankee man. He was there in my cabin when you all rode up. He told me to come out to meet you all.
Let's go back for him.
No, it's no use. He's gone by now. Pretty clever. Use the black boy here to draw us off the scent. Well, we'll get him tomorrow night.
He is way up in the middle of the air. He didn't fall. He is way in the middle of the air. The big wheel runs by faith. No. And the big wheel runs by grace. Of God, our wheels and our wheels. Way in the middle of the air.
Oh.
General, I see a light in the window.
We'll get him out. Hawk Adams, come out here. Come out or we'll come in after you.
Here he comes, Colonel.
What do you men want with me?
You're the Yankee who's been inciting the blacks to rebel. Don't do you any good to deny it. We've got evidence on you.
What evidence?
The testimony of one of the Negroes.
My servant Malachi. You were with him in his cabin last night. I hope I make myself clear, sir.
Oh, no, you're mistaken. I wasn't anywhere near his cabin. I was...
You were where?
I can't answer that question.
String him up, man.
Yeah. Come on, you. Come on.
You mustn't harm that man. You've got the wrong man.
Yeah, that's right.
Annabelle. Malachi.
Yeah. Daddy. I overheard your plans to come here tonight, so I brought Malachi to prove Parker isn't the man who forced him to rebel.
Who did that?
Why, a man named Bragg, Marshal Major.
Bragg? Where is he?
I think I can tell you, Major Rollins. How many of you Klansmen started out on this party?
10 of us. Why?
Count yourselves again. There are 11.
What?
The 11th what? Man is the man you and I want.
I'm masked, men.
Not me. Come on, get up.
Where goes Bragg? Get him! Get him.
Mr. Adams, Bragg is a bully and an outlaw, Major. The federal government has been wanting to capture him for some time. I was sent down here to Pine Ridge for that purpose. And, well, I got myself captured by your daughter. We love each other, sir.
Parker, do you think this is quite the time?
Now, don't stop me now, darling. I may never have as good a chance again. Major Rollins, we'd like to have your consent to our marriage.
Great Judgment Day. A Yankee for a son-in-law? Who are you?
A member of another invisible empire, Major. I'm a federal detective. I hope I've made myself clear.
The radio drama to which you have just listened was taken from a timely article which will appear in next Sunday's issue of the American Weekly, the magazine which comes to you with your Hearst Sunday newspaper. You'll find this interesting article under the title, Like the Old Days of the Ku Klux Klan. This is Wentworth announcing and turning the microphone over to your own announcer.